Would you become a vampiro?
Vampire. I think I would. And that's after watching Sinners.
Dang.
Because the thing is, like, I don't know. I'm at a point in my life where, like, I'm starting to, like, do things for my betterment. And now it's like I want my life to last a little bit longer, you know? Mm. And like we were discussing right now, you can kill yourself. You can die anyways. Yeah, so
there's an escape button.
Yeah, so there's an escape button.
What's crazy about it is, like, I'm thinking of it as an investment term. Dude, you could buy something early in stock and make it grow like crazy and you'd be like,
but I mean, even rich. With like, at some point you'll have years of knowledge, like more than 100 years of knowledge. And so you would be able to like see things that normal people wouldn't be able to see, mm-hmm. you know? So like you can invest in a company knowing like, oh, this is going to blow up because, you know, this type of trend happens all the time. So, yeah, I mean, there's things that you can even call out for yourself before anyone even knows.
See, but you're thinking if things are turning good, what if things are turning bad? In Sandman, there's a character where he asks Dream, he's like, give me immortality. He's like, okay, bet. And he gives him immortality. And then they have this agreement. We're supposed to meet every 100 years and check up on each other. There are meetups where he's fucking dying and homeless. And Dream's like, I could end it. Do you want to die? He's like, no. But eventually he becomes successful. But there are times that are bad, dude, for this guy, dude. Like,
but I mean, like, the thing is, I mean, yes, my life can go bad. But, like, I'm already on a path to, like, I've already set a path in motion where it, as long as I last, everything should work out well. It doesn't mean it is going to go work out well, but, like, that's kind of like the trajectory that I'm taking it, you know? So, at least for now, I see it as a good thing. But what about you? Would you be a vampire?
Yes. And there's always an escape button.
But the escape button, I don't know. So, like, I know in most movies, like, you see, like, the vampire gets caught off in the sun or something. But would it be possible for you to kill yourself knowingly? Like, can you stay outside when the sun's slowly coming out? Or, is there a mechanism within you as a vampire telling you, like, no, you need to, like, hide in the sun? Like, you can't just stay there. You have to, like, physically be held down because your body just, like...
All those guys died.
I know, but it's because... I don't know. I just feel like in terms of, like, not including the sun, like, can you stab yourself in the heart with a stake? Like, does your body physically allow it?
I think it does.
I feel like there's mechanism within you that, like, doesn't allow you.
I think it does.
You just try and it just won't let you.
But, damn, each one of those ways to die with the vampire is, like, painful. Like, I don't think there's, like, a painless way to die.
I mean, it seems like stick in the heart is...
the best way.
The best one. Because, like, there's less screaming with it. The sun hitting you, they're screaming. The garlic water or garlic in general.
And Nosferatu, dude, they make the fucking... that way look painful, man. I'm just like, oof. Yeah.
So we both would be vampires.
Yeah.
So you guys better watch out.
I mean, we could become digital vampires soon.
Oh.
The future.
Digital.
Black Mirror, baby.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host,
Ruby-chan.
Daniel. So today we got some topics here. We have, so we watched Sinners, so we'll talk about a little bit about that. We, Oblivion Remastered.
Yes.
Was announced today as this recording on Tuesday, April 22nd. And then it was also released. And then they have an announcement for, there's going to be an announcement for Diablo 4 and Berserker collab. And then we got some more details on Marathon, or some, not some more details.
Impressions.
Some more impressions on Marathon. But we'll start with what we've done this week. And I got a new tattoo.
Dragon?
Yeah, it's a dragon.
Oh, shit. No, it's not. Man, false alarm, dude. All right.
You know what's funny is my very first tattoo, which is a dragon tattoo, this artist announced on Instagram that they're going to be back in LA. So I hit them up and they reached out to me and they're going to give me another tattoo.
Nice.
It can be a wizard.
Cat wizard.
You're a wizard, Harry. Oh, actually, fuck. Fuck. What's funny is, so I asked for just a wizard hat because he does like older traditional style tattoos. And when generally when you draw a face, they draw it pretty nasty. Like it's not a good looking person or anything. Nothing wrong with that. But like I wasn't trying to get that. So I asked him for just a wizard hat. And he's like, I can do that, but it won't translate well. Because like, if you just have a hat, it's like people will question it. Like what is, and he's like, and I was like, all right, I trust your judgment. Like, you know, just draw it how you think it should be right. And so, yeah, I'm going to get a wizard head with a hat is what I'm going to get. But that's for next time. But this style that I got on my leg, the new one, was Tabori, the Japanese style where they use a handle with needles and they stab me over and over and over again.
Old school.
I had it before on this one, on my other leg. So I really enjoy, I don't know, I just enjoy getting things that are like more traditional. I wouldn't want to do my whole body that way because it is not an enjoyable experience, but I'm always down to get maybe like two more, I would say. I don't know if I ever would do my whole back that way, but I would eventually like to get a whole back tattoo. But that is a lot of moolah, so I need to invest. I need to save. And invest.
Become a vampire. Easy.
Easy. What else? I went hiking. So I've gone hiking around here. I went to hike in, where was it? San Bernardino. And it was actually really cool. We went super early in the morning and there was still like ice on the trees of the mountain at the very top. So it was really cool to see. And then because we went so early, like the sunrise was like shining through the trees. So like that you get that light, like, it was really cool. So enjoyable experience for the hike. I kind of want to do more early morning hikes. Yeah, I took off. So I went to a friend's place in San Bernardino, which is like about an hour drive. So I took off at 3 in the morning to get there at 4. It's about like 40 minute drive from his place to that mountain. Even though he like lives right next to it, it's like a bunch of weaves to get to the mountain. So, yeah, it took another 40 minutes. So we started hiking like around 5 in the morning. Still like in between those mountains, completely pitch black. Like you couldn't see anything. So I needed...
So you did the trick? The voicemail?
If I can, no. But we used headlamps to see. And what's funny is like we were hiking up the trail. And then when we were hiking back with light, everything looked different, dude, because I was only seeing a spotlight of the area, so I didn't see anything outside of my vision. There was apparently like cabins. There was like there was like a waterfall. I didn't see any of this walking up the mountain. That was crazy. Enjoyable experience. What else did I do?
It's funny with hiking, like I'll never go hiking because it gives me like I have like PTSD from like army marches, like, and just I know they're not the same, they're totally different, but it's just like, fuck, no.
Not even by yourself or like just a single friend.
Yeah,
no. Okay, so I'll make sure never to invite. What else? I think other than that, I've just been going to the gym. I don't think I've ever talked about it before with running. I tried to like become a marathon runner, but then I realized when I'm trying to lose weight, running isn't the best option because you're supposed to feed your body carbs. And nothing wrong with carbs. But the thing is, when you have carbs, carbs translate to more calories. Or not more calories, but just calories in general. And I have to have a calorie deficit for me to lose weight. So I either have to like balance how much protein versus carbs or and fats. But I'm trying to like also gain muscle right now. So I need to have more protein. So that cuts down on how much fats I can have and how much carbs I can have. So I need to like be careful with that. So I think I will keep running, but I'll do it every like weekend. I'll run like 4 or 5 miles. Yeah, I used to be running like 3 miles every day, And then I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't run so much because it's going to eat into my energy and I need more carbs to get energy. And I don't want to be taking that many carbs. So, yeah. So I'm cutting back on the running and running just weekends now. But that's me. What about you?
Been to Nutsberry Farm so many times.
How many times?
So, six times. So I already paid.
You already paid for your pass.
No, not yet. I was like, I paid half of my pass. Okay, no, okay. I have a little more than half. Because parking, I already paid $300 because I got the preferred parking. Yeah. So every time I go, it's like $50. So I'm like, so I've gone six times. So it's $300. Then on Saturdays, I go I get two meals. So that's $40.
Did you stay there for hours?
Yeah, $40. And then Sunday I go.
But the meals, they're not always $20.
No, they're like 17, 20. Yeah, yeah.
And then tax is like 18.
It's like $20. But there's two spots because I only eat chicken. I pretty much only eat chicken. So I don't eat anything. And it sucks because the food options, there's a lot of bad stuff. It's like 95% bad stuff. But
so what about, I have steaks, like red meat.
Oh, they do have. I could have barbecue if I wanted to. Oh, well, because I don't really eat carbs. So I'm just eating vegetables and meat.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
It's called Fireman's Brigade. That's the first barbecue spot. They only give you a quarter of a chicken, but it's barbecue sauce. Right. But if I go to the other barbecue joint, they give you half a chicken, but there's no barbecue sauce. Oh. but I mean, I think I like the half the chicken better because it's more moist and I don't know. They cook it differently, I guess, but. Yeah, I've been eating chicken like a fiend.
What about drinks?
So, damn, I think I wasted money on the drink pass because I've been drinking water. I don't really drink. I'll have a soda every now and then. Yeah, yeah. But no, I've been drinking.
But no sugar-free options for the...
There's sugar-free options, but... Oh, for the icy? Slush.
Yeah,
the
icy.
I don't even know where the icy machines are at, dude. I've been, looking.
Including.
Yeah, I've been looking, but I haven't, I got to walk more. But every time I go, it's kind of crowded, so I don't, want to mess with the crowd. And also, I got the VIP, so I just chill in the VIP lounge.
Damn.
But the VIP lounge, dude, it's dangerous, man, because they got snacks and never gotten a snack, dude. Never got... And they got the Boysenberry Festival going on, and there's all these food options.
And it's included in the food pass?
It's not included. Okay, that's okay. Not the Boysenberry stuff. Yeah, it's totally separate. But I think before that Boysenberry thing ends, I do want to try some of the Boysenberry stuff. So.
And that's not outside. That's inside the park.
That's inside, yeah. But I haven't gone on a single ride yet. Haven't gone on a single. I'm like, I kind of want to, but because you get one fast lane pass.
So every visit or
every visit.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, dang, I never rode Ghost Rider. I was like, and I know that's your best ride. And I'm just like, okay. Eventually I'm going to ride everything, but right now I'm just chilling.
I personally wouldn't say Ghost Rider is the best ride. It is a nice ride because it's obviously like a roller coaster and it's one of the longest rides. Even though it doesn't feel that way, it still feels short. I know that it's one of the longest rides on there. All the other ones are I feel like are a better feeling when you're on it, but it's a lot shorter. So I think Ghost Rider is a time wise is a better ride. But
finished Daredevil. It's cool. It ended. I mean, mid season, I guess. And I was like, damn, I want more. And Black Mirror, I only saw half of it, but I've been making TikToks. So I'm kind of like, I don't want to make reaction videos because it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's not legal at all. So I want to segue into reactions of Korean dramas and reactions of TV shows. So that's what I'm trying to do with TikTok. I'm testing it out with TikTok, but eventually I'm going to, I've been paying for it. I've been watching this I was doing reaction videos for this Korean drama and I've been paying for the subscription. It's been years and I haven't watched it, you know? Dude, I'm wasting $10 a month. I'm like, all right, I just gotta fucking watch this and react to it and fucking cut that subscription.
Yeah.
So that's what I reaction videos. I'm not no more. So yeah, I've been making a lot more TikToks on and I was doing Black Mirror, and Man, the second Sinners video I made, this guy made a remark. He's like, that's the thing you got out of Sinners? Like, bro, I didn't. That's not what I said in the video. I'm just saying that's one of the points that I got. But, like, you know, I've been on the internet for a long time. Like, whatever. I'm not going to respond to it. That's my take. It's like, that's not the main thing of Sinners that I got from it. I'm just saying that's one of the things I got from it. What the hell? Reading comprehension is at an all-time low. But, yeah, that's what I plan to do. Just make reaction videos. No reading. Fuck, I'm a god. Fucking Ascension 20 defect, Slay the Spire, fucking done, son. God damn, I think that took me... So I got 820-something hours on Slay the Spire. That probably took me 600 hours, I think.
So you're ready for Slay the Spire 2.
No, so what's funny is I was like, yeah, after this, if I ever beat it, I'm done with, like, not done with Slay the Spire, I'm done with Ascension runs, but I'm halfway there. I got to beat Ascension 20 with the other two characters.
Yeah. Too.
But at least the Watcher is the easiest.
That's the one you beat it with, Watcher?
No. That's the easiest.
You beat it with the Thief.
I beat it with the robot and the rogue, yeah.
Oh, the Watcher. Wait, Watcher's the fourth guy.
Yeah.
And then, what is it? No.
Ironclad.
No, I'm trying to think of the robot name.
Defect.
And then there's the poison
That's
guy.
The hardest one to win with. Defect? Yes. Because it's randomized and, yeah, there's a lot of fucking bullshit with the defect, but. I fucking did. It was funny because, like, when I was playing it, that run, and I was going through the first act, I was like, oh, that was actually kind of chill. It wasn't that hard. And then I breezed through the second act, and I was like, holy. I was like, dude, the deck that I have and the relics I have are fucking aligned perfectly. And I got to the fucking end, and I was safe scumming like crazy. I was like, I can't beat it. Like, it was crazy because I was like, damn, I think I fucked up. I can't beat it. And then I somehow figured out a way. I was like strategizing it. I was like, oh, I could beat it. I can beat it. And then when I think it was at Knott's. I wanted to yell out a fucking scream, but I couldn't because I was in the lounge.
That's
I was like,
so funny, dude. I was like, at Knott's Berry Farm is where you beat.
I was like,
Ascension
okay,
20.
I got this, dude. Fuck.
So there's beating the game, and then after that, you can do Ascension 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 20. 20 mm-hmm. is the max, mm-hmm. which is considered the most difficult.
And then there's 20 heart run. So I'm beating, I'm beating Ascension 20 heart.
Heart, okay. So the Ascension 20 is beating the game, and then at that point, you fight the heart, and then you beat
the
heart.
No, Ascension 20 is you just beat the game, but heart, you can... Heart is an optional boss. Okay. So I'm like, on the Ascension 20, I'm going to beat the heart.
Oh.
So, yeah, that shit is fucking hard, dude. Fuck, that shit is the hardest thing I've done in video games, dude. Like, even with the rogue, it was hard. And it's crazy because it's not a game where it relies on fast reflexes. It's a game that relies... Dude, I had to bust out a calculator, like, during that run and make sure, like, the damage that I'm doing. And I was like, man, I had to get really mathematical with it. And I was like,
so, like, before you would do, like, your card plays, you would have to, like, guesstimate, like, the...
Yeah, I would just kind of feel it. Like, I kind of know it's around this. But this one, I had to be precise. I was like, dude, I had to be fucking precise and win this shit.
Damn.
Bust out a calculator.
What's funny is, I know you've dabbled a little bit in Ironclad,
yeah.
But you've never really, you haven't played him enough, like, even to get all the cards.
No, I have.
You have, yeah. Okay. Because I feel like at some point, you're going to understand him, and I think he might be your best class.
The only thing, so I do kind of understand him. I'm still playing, I'm like Ascension 5 right now, but I'm... Damage wise, fucking excellent. He has no defense.
Yeah.
He really has no defense. So I'm thinking.
Well, his death is a block, but you're referring to like other classes can, like, you can do damage while you're defending.
Yes.
He can't.
No,
really...
he can do damage. He has cards. He has a sick card, dude. It's like I think it's a top tier card. It's like it gives block, but it upgrades everything in your hand. I was like, that's a. I don't know what card that ranks because I didn't look at the tier list, but I'm like, dude, that's got to be an A rank card, dude, because it's an upgrade,
but but it's not a permanent upgrade.
No, it's not,
and it might use too much.
It's one.
Okay, never mind.
It's one energy. Yeah, so that's a sick card, but The one good thing about him is you don't really need a heal because he has a heal. You don't have to go to the fireplace to heal.
Every end of a match, you heal like five or six. Yeah. And then I know there's a relic you always want to get with him. It's a relic where it doesn't let your block fall off.
There's a card that... I don't know.
Or it might be a card.
There's a relic that I think might be his best relic, but I'm not sure because I don't know. I haven't gotten all his relics, but it loses one HP, but it gains a strength every turn. And I was like, oh, that's top tier, dude. I don't see it often, so I know it's...
Because the builds I tried with him was you do more damage the more block you have. Mm. And then I think it's either a card or a relic that I would activate that... Wouldn't allow his block to fall off after every end of the turn.
I think it's a card.
So you can stack it, yeah.
It's called Barricade.
Stack it, and then have like 30, 50 block, and then you just smack the shit out of every enemy. I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Because I played that game when it was beta, so they only had two characters. So I had to play both characters, but I did enjoy the poison guy more because... You could essentially defend all the time and then poison them and then just keep defending and then little by little you whittle them away. But yeah, it's a good game. Good game, but I'm not going to do Ascension.
800 fucking... So, So I plan on going to PAX West. I wanted to go to East, but I don't think I can because I don't have a real ID. And you need a real ID to fly, but I'm going to get one before PAX West. I plan on going to PAX West because I think... Slate Aspire 2 is going to be at PAX West. Mm. And then we'll see my boy, Kurosh, chilling by the fountain. And then at Knott's, I've been working on a screenplay. Well, so Sinners has kind of like... So what really inspired me was watching an episode of Black Mirror. I was like, fuck, I need to create something. Like after watching... It's probably the second best Black Mirror episode ever.
Is this... Because you made a reference when you came in right now to record this. Digital vampires.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I haven't watched any Black Mirror, so. Yeah.
It's the spiritual successor to San Junipero. There's actually a little homage to San Junipero in the episode.
I can't believe you haven't recommended this to me then.
But I did on TikTok. No, actually, I didn't make the TikTok yet. I've been writing. I have a lot of thoughts on it because a lot of people either hate it or love it.
Right.
I fucking love it. I think people are saying it's the best episode of Black Mirror. I'm like, I can't get mad at that. I think it's the second best.
Yeah.
I think San Junipero is number one, but this is...
Because, like, I feel like Last of Us first season was, like, in a similar boat. It's a really good show, but as soon as people found out, like, that Bill is gay... They were like, I can't watch this anymore. So, and I feel like San Junipero has that issue too, where like, oh, I see like there's something I don't agree with. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Not to spoil it, but the episode is about they want to remake a movie, but they have this technology where they get an actress and they use AI. But it's like virtual reality. You just have to act out the scenes. And the problem is she falls in love with the actors, but that actress is dead. She's no longer with us anymore, and it gets into like shit happens where it's like, oh shit, like we can't get her out, and that's they fall in love
with her,
and it's oh man, it's so fucking good, dude. I was like, and that made me go like, fuck, dude, I should really create something. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I want it because I have thoughts on, because I thought the story was going to go one way, but the way it ended, I was like, yeah, it's cool. You could have done that. But I have thoughts on, I have a problem when people have problems with, you know, a lot of people complain, a lot of nerds complain about something, but they don't bring solutions to the thing. Like, I have problems with the episode. I have different outcomes of what I thought would work. Mm. And so... But that made me go, fuck, there's so many ideas. I'm just going to say one idea.
Because, yeah, go for
fuck
it.
Because if someone steals my idea, I don't give a fuck. It's on a podcast, I'll sue them or whatever. But so it's about a porn star. And he gets This is not my main... The main idea I want to make is a Demon Hunters.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's... Yeah, I'm not going to mention
it. You're fine, you're fine.
So it's a porn star, but he gets abducted into space and by this alien group, and they need his help. And he's confused. He's like, wait, why do you need my help? Like, he's like...
Yeah, I'm a nobody. I'm a porn star. Yeah.
He's like, no, we've seen your videos. And they showcase... It's like a Johnny Sins type of character. He's a war hero. He's a surgeon. They showcase the acting parts. They've seen a montage of YouTube clips, not the porn parts.
Right.
So they think he's like this extraordinary human being, but he's not. He's just a fucking actor. And so that's the story.
The main idea,
he's supposed to help out in the war.
Oh.
The intergalactic war.
So. That's funny.
But yeah, I don't know. I just want to make shit now. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I just don't want to work or I hate my fucking job. And
yeah, yeah.
I want to create, and plus, you know.
Well, I mean, being a screenwriter, you would write it, someone picks it up, and you're set for a while.
And it, like, the Ryan Coogler's, like, interview, I've been watching a lot of his interviews, and it kind of inspired me. Like, his wife, because there's this, like, I don't know why the fucking program is, like, $250. There's a screenwriting program that's $250, industry standard. Ryan Coogler, his wife bought him that program.
Oh, shit.
And that's how he started making his first film. And I'm like, fuck, dude. It's only $250, dude. Just fucking do it.
So don't buy the Switch 2?
No, I'm going to buy that too. I'm going to buy that too. I have like cool ideas, though. Like, fuck, dude. It's just been stewing. And I'm just like, I'm watching all these like fucking mediocre TV shows. See, well, the biggest thing I'm afraid of is... Damn, I was about to say his name. I'm afraid I'm going to be like this author, and he has really cool story concepts, but his executions are not good. And I'm afraid that would be me. Like, I have these cool concepts, but I don't know if the execution would be good. So, never know until you do it. So,
yeah. Let's. I think we should do the tinners at the end because it's probably gonna be spoilers. So, we'll inform you guys when we're there. So for now, let's talk about Oblivion Remastered. So what's funny is I don't know why there hasn't been like there isn't like a code to say like this is how it is or like any rules, but. When you use the word remastered, it is essentially like a re-release with like some things cleaned up. This is a damn remake, dude. Like they redid the engine. I mean, I don't think they redid the engine, but like they put it on a new engine, and then they've added like things. You know, like I saw a screenshot where there was a place, like an island that looked empty, and then in the new screenshot, it's an island with an actual castle. Like there's shit there. Like they added that castle. Like that wasn't there before. Someone had to add that. Like they've redone this game. So I don't know why they didn't call it something else and just named it remastered. It's so weird. But I think it's $50 for the base game and $60 for the deluxe. The deluxe includes some some armor sets and some horse armor, which I guess they had released a $2, which at the time was very expensive for DLC.
It's the first microtransaction.
Yeah, or microtransaction. It was $2 for essentially just horse armor, which didn't do anything. It just was a look. It didn't protect your horse any better than any other armor the game had. But, yeah, so they're releasing that armor as the deluxe version. So $10 more if you can get that armor. And people are not mad. They're actually they find it very funny. They think it's a cool like callback to that horse armor. But what do you think? What are your thoughts?
That's a game I've always wanted to play. You know, the reason why I never played it because that game does not have trophies.
Well, that, but also like it's a game of its time. Like the game control, the way the game played, like the leveling system, everything was just kind of not janky. But wasn't up to today's standards anymore. So if you play it, you're like, oh, yeah, I can't really enjoy this, you know. So the fact that they've made it like they modernized it, I think is really cool. So, yeah, I'm planning on picking. The thing is, I'm not sure if I want to pick it up on PS5 or PC because PC is eventually going to have mods. But honestly, I'm probably never going to go back to it to play mods ever. So I might as well just pick it up for the PS5.
I just think they released it at a weird time. Tuesday?
Well, I mean, also, there was no, like, talk about this. There was no hype buildup. There was no advertisements. They were just like, there was a leak.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, guys, we're announcing this game. And by the way, it's released right now. It's available to you right now. And that was literally today. So I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. I guess the idea was not to make money off of this for some reason. Hmm. I don't know why. Because, I mean, obviously, people had to work on this. Like, it was a not like a secret project, I would say, but behind the scenes, like, no one was talking about it. And they were working on it for a while.
This probably, like, the one thing I remember about this game is that it was huge. Like,
yeah.
You could walk.
I feel like it was the first huge game, open world huge game. Yeah. So, yeah, the fact that they remastered it, like remade it, it's crazy, man. So I'm excited to pick it up. Roberto, today, I went to the gym with him, and he was just like, F you for making me go to the gym and stop playing this game. And then I talked to him at the gym. He hasn't even gone away from the character creation. He spent an hour on the character creation, realized he fucked up the lips. And then
is he trying to make it look like him?
I don't know what he's trying to do, but he deleted that file, started a new one, remade the thing, and then he realized that the beard he wants is glitched out. So like it fucks up whenever he makes the face and then adds that beard, it does a weird thing. So he was playing the game and then realized it too. And he says originally he didn't care, but whenever you hit the pause menu or go to the menu where it shows you your items, it has your character facing the shit out of you. Like, he just see his face, and he can just see, like, it just bugs the shit out of him. So he deleted that one, and then he had to go to the gym, and he's like, God damn it, dude. I'm going to go back and just start making another character again.
What's funny is, like, I don't spend too much time on...
Exactly. I just, like, default, but done.
Not anymore. Like, when I streamed... That shit is content, dude. Making your character,
but
just
making,
like,
a funky character, I'm assuming.
Yeah. That shit is fucking content. The only thing, like, I would do spend is, like, hours.
I use a default template, but then make it bald. Usually, whatever baldest option they have.
Yeah, normally if I were just to play it, I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
I'd try to make it like me, but wouldn't spend too much time. But when I was streaming, dude, it's content, dude. Just fucking around with the features, and I don't know. I was enjoying it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so I don't know what the game plays like, but I've seen some videos. I haven't seen any streamers today, but I think I'm going to enjoy it. I'm excited, so I'll pick it up tomorrow on the PS5. So, and then after that, what other game? I feel like there's a game in between that I'm planning on getting, but I don't know.
Blueprints?
No, well, that's already free for me, technically, on PS Plus. But there's that one. I think there's a game in between, and then probably going to be GTA 6 after that for me. I'm not planning on buying a lot of games. But, yeah, so Oblivion. Let's move on to the next one. I mean, this one's more my topic, but Diablo 4 and Berserker. So they're going to have the...
Is it Berserker or Berserk?
Berserk. Like, they're going to have the Griffith helmet.
Oh, nice.
Is one of the armor sets.
Which is already there in Destiny. It was an armor set in Destiny.
They have... so they have the... What's his name? Berserk's armor set. Griffith's armor set. Mm. And then I think... two more characters' armor sets. And I'm pretty sure it's just armor sets. Like, there isn't going to be anything story involved with it. But I think...
it's cool.
That's something where when you collect the armor set, it becomes like a... you can transmog all your armor to look like it every time. So even though you have, like, better armor, you can transmog it to look like that. So, yeah.
Monster Hunter now has transmog.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, so now I'm gonna play it just to get it, because you have to receive it to get the transmog look for it. If you don't get it, you can never get it, the transmog. So I maybe they have a system where you can not pay like real money, but pay like gold probably to get the transmog. But I'll just play the game a little bit to get the armor.
Is there a pet or no?
Oh, yeah, they have a fairy. A pet. Yeah, they have a...
Dude, if it's a fairy,
fuck. I forgot which one they have.
Damn, if they have the fairy, I might think about it, dude. Is it an armor? Like Griffith's armor? Is it only set for a berserk or the barbarian? Or
so they have... here, let me show you.
Anyone wear it.
So they have these two. I don't... Actually, that's a good idea. I don't know.
Damn. I don't like... When you say Griffith's armor, I thought it was going to be... I like Griffith's, like, when he turns to Femto.
Oh.
That armor. That's the one in Destiny, the Femto armor.
Oh, yeah, it is different classes. So they have Barbarian, is Berserker armor. They have Rogue, which is Hawk's armor, or Griffith. Mm-hmm. They have the Rogue as well, which is the Struggler. And then they have the Necromancer, the Skull Knight. And then this is the pet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the pet that they're using.
The big old nose creature. And then they have a war horse, which just looks like a horse.
They should have made the fairy. The
pet. Yeah, I knew they were going to have a pet, but I didn't know which pet it was. But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's just armor and cosmetics and looks, but I'm going to play it just to collect those things and probably move on. But I'm assuming it doesn't make you want to pick up Diablo 4.
I feel like the game it hasn't changed much. Diablo 2 is what its peak, and I played 3 and I was like, 3 is like, eh.
There's been small changes throughout all the games, but it's changes where, like, it makes sense because you're modernizing the game. Like, the game shouldn't feel like I'm playing the original Diablo 1. Like, it should feel more modernized. Mm-hmm. That's what the updates feel like. Other than that, though, it does feel like the exact same game, like, all the way through. Like, there's no new, like...
But I feel like something like... Damn, I can't think of the name of the game. It's more... It's like Vampire Survivors, but with Diablo. Like, that switched it up. I forgot what it's called. And then Path of Exile, I feel like that... I'm more interested in that than Diablo.
Yeah.
I would rather pick up Path of Exile.
I mean, there's been a recent game that I don't know if it was released, but a lot of streamers have been playing it. It's not Path of Exiles, but it's like a Diablo game. And I know it's the second one. I forgot the name. But that one, Shroud made a good comment about it. He was like, this seems like Diablo 4, but instead of like feeling like you're trying to be a sweat player, this just feels like you're having fun playing the game. Like, they didn't do anything to make it more difficult. It's just like, you just get better easily and you just beat the shit out of everything. Like, and it's just fun. But the issue is, once you get to end game, I wonder how that feels like, because that's where things are getting harder. So if they can like tweak it where playing the game is fun and then at the end it gets hard because obviously you have to get better at it, that can be a good combination.
And keep that in mind, because I'm going to bring that up, what Shroud said about Marathon. He said the same thing about Marathon.
Well, you know what? Let's just bring it up. Shoot. Let's just move on to Marathon, dude, and you can start that one. So Marathon.
I woke up in the butt crack of dawn on Saturday, which I normally don't do. I usually sleep in, to watch this countdown of hype for Marathon. I fucking subbed to Bungie to get the stupid Twitch little cat icon. But I watched Marathon and I'm still excited for it, but there's two things that I think is holding it back. But I'm gonna say the good stuff first. It's Bungie, and it looks cool, so I have faith in them. I haven't played Destiny, so I'm not tired of that gameplay.
Yeah,
because this gameplay does not look like Halo. It doesn't look like or feel like Halo. It kind of does look like Destiny. So, but I never really played Destiny except a demo, so I am excited for it.
But yeah, Bungie has a history of first-person shooter and looter shooters, and both in their own regards have done really well. So I have high hopes for Marathon. I have high hopes. But yeah, do you want to talk about the bad things now? What's the bad thing?
One bad thing is...
it's not free.
Yeah. Not free to put that. I think the I understand the reasoning. I think they don't want to lose money because if the game doesn't fucking do well and no one plays it, they've lost millions.
But I mean, like, they have to, I feel like they have to keep it a low price.
Yes.
So anywhere between the like $20 to $40 range.
I think it's 40. I'm pretty sure.
I'm hoping it's, you know, at least at the most that amount. I don't want it to be a full price game, $60 because or even four, like 40, the new like $70.
$40 for four maps? It better be some huge ass maps, dude. Four maps?
Well, I'm assuming like when you buy the game, because it's Bungie, Destiny was the same way. Like you had to buy the game, and then when they added new stuff, it would be part of it. Mm-hmm. They would do the DLC, but those were like big DLCs. It wasn't just like a simple like, hey, we're adding two new maps, you have to buy it. No, this was like a whole nother game DLC. So I'm hoping it's very similar in that sense where like you buy it, they'll update it with a few maps and then, you know, release like DLC, which is like a whole nother game with it for it. Only time will tell.
I really like the hyped up moment. But before they showed the gameplay or the whatever, it was like the buildup was fucking good. I was like, and does that cinematic trailer? Oh my fucking God. They got the guy from Love, Death, and Robots to make the cinematic trailer. The Ozymandias thing shit is overplayed. I am Ozymandias, blah, blah, blah. But that was a badass trailer. I like, fuck. They know how to make commercials too. Bungie, I don't recall seeing Destiny commercials, but those old school Halo commercials are fucking bomb, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And the second thing that they fucked up on, because they didn't want toxicity, the near chat, the proximity chat.
Oh.
There is no proximity chat because of toxicity. And I'm just like, extract shooter, there has to be proximity chat.
Yeah.
I'm like, they kind of dropped the ball, man. Some of my funniest moments in Tarkov is through proximity chat. It's like, dude, please don't shoot me. Like, dude.
I mean, there might be similar ones, but yeah, it won't be like a voice thing. It'll be like maybe an emote, like, oh, please, or something like that. But it's not the same. It's not the same without proximity chat. You're right.
They showcase some of the class. I already know I'm playing that stealthy-ass class. And I'm probably going to, like, not even play with randos. I'm probably going to solo queue, dude. And it's a game that's meant for, like, 3v3v3v3. I think six teams of threes are usually in a map. But Shroud said something really important why he thinks it's not going to beat Tarkov. And I was like, this is how I feel about Monster Hunter. He said that Tarkov has this, like, he calls it friction. And he mentioned it on the Path of Exile, like the fun versus the hard part. He's like, Tarkov has this, like, sense of friction. Like, you get a lot of shit. And they never explain what it is. It's not spoon-fed to you. Like, there's this type of item. There's this type of item. You don't know what this item does. And it causes friction. And he was, like, saying, but in Marathon, everything's like, oh, you already know the price of this. You already know. Everything's, like, easily, like, it's not hard. They made it, like, easy. Like, oh, this, you know, this costs this much. You know, this costs this much. And he said it doesn't cause that unknown hard Tarkov factor. Like, if things were, like, kind of difficult, it creates this friction. And he's like, it doesn't have that. Marathon does that. So he's like, it's going to be hard because extract shooters are super group niche type of player. If you want them to hang on to this game, you need to have that friction. And Marathon doesn't have that. Or it's, like, easy. And I feel like modern day Monster Hunter is too easy. Everything's, like, spoon-fed to you.
I mean, the thing is, like, yeah, like, Tarkov has success. Path of Exiles has success. But, I mean, Destiny had success, and they didn't, like, it was very similar to what Marathon is, where, like, everything, everything.
It's different.
Well, like, in a sense of, like, that friction talk that you were talking about. Like, there was no friction in Destiny. Like, people just knew how everything works. Like, you know, if you see boxes, you can jump on the boxes. If you see, you know, a gun, you want to pick it up, and like it will tell you like how much damage that does versus your other one. Like, you just know. I think it just depends on how everything falls into place. It's like pieces of a puzzle, and if it all like makes, you know, a square, it's going to be success. If it doesn't make a square, if something's off, it'll help succeed for a while, and then it'll start dying out unless they fix it. If it doesn't even make anywhere near a square, it's not gonna go well. So I think it just depends on how everything falls into place for the game.
They already learned from their mistake from Helldivers 2. You don't have a Sony fucking login. They mentioned it. They're like, we're not making the same mistake. And also, I have to admit, I love the art style. I know people are complaining about Marathon's art style. I think it looks sick.
Yeah.
I think it looks fucking... It's just so different. I think it looks fucking clean.
Which is cool. Like, it's like a... Like a move from something we've seen a lot from, you know, like every art style is very similar and this one's like a little bit different. So
I'm all about like things need to be different. Call of Duty, you keep on doing the same formula. It's not too different. Like, Battle Royale changed the way shooters became. I was like, oh, this is different. It's fresh. And this is Extraction. I want to love Tarkov, but there's so many problems with it. And I just hope this is a better... Like, I'm always praying for a better Tarkov, and I hope this delivers. And that's another thing, dude. Gamers can never be happy. I don't understand they want this to fail. Like, whenever I see something new come out, that's not my thought. I don't want things to fail.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Because you don't help feed, like, new ideas. Like, if you're not feeding, like, an idea someone tried... Then people don't want to try new ideas because it's not gonna succeed anyways. I agree with you.
But yeah, I'm gonna pick up a new PC just for Marathon. Damn. September. There's a release date for it.
Damn.
September. Yeah.
September 1st, you guys can not September 1st, but September, you guys can take out Last Boss.
I'm gonna take that back. I gotta see the reviews, man. Cause I'm like,
I mean, good. You could just see it as like you need a new PC anyways.
I do need a new PC.
So
I do.
Don't get it for Marathon, but you know, when you get the new PC, add Marathon on it. Ready to move on to Sinners?
Sheesh.
So we watched a movie with Michael B. Jordan called Sinners. What are your thoughts?
My movie theater was like not packed. It was like 20 people in there.
You watched it Friday?
Sunday.
I watched it Sunday.
Yeah, Easter.
Oh, not Easter. I watched it. Oh, no, sorry. Not Sunday. I watched it yesterday. Yeah. So Monday.
Not packed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I fucking loved it. Coogler, Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved this so much. I never watched Creed. I started watching Creed.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that movie was good.
And the way I judge a movie is if I want to watch it again, I want to watch it again. And I want to watch it on IMAX 70mm. Sold the fuck out, dude.
So Roberto was telling me that he watched it at Cinemark, but in Downey, it was, what 40X? Is it called? No, it's called like D-Box. And the chairs move towards the scene. So he says, like, when they were driving cars, the chair would vibrate backwards, like as if you're like accelerating. And then when they would stop, they would go back forward. He says, in the first scene, when he enters the church and his dad's trying to, like, you know, oh, son.
And
and it does a jump scare. Dude, the chair would, like, move back every time the jump scare. And, it, like, the very first scene scared the shit out of him. Because he didn't expect the chair to move at the same time with the scene.
I'm going to say, so watching those two scenes in the movie, I guess they're spoilers. Watching that, it didn't scare me. But I can, if that chair moved, I would have got scared.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because, like, Resident Evil games, it's not the thing that scares me. Yeah. It's the vibration that scares me.
Exactly. So and he says, like, when he was driving up in the car, the chair was like driving, like if it was the car, it was like vibrating. So he says, dude, the experience was a thousand times better because of
probably the air.
Yeah. So D-Box, I'm gonna think about it, but the tickets are like $30 though.
Damn.
So he has the Cinemark A-list or whatever. It covered up to $25. So it ended up paying like $6 for his ticket. Mm. So it's pretty good. He paid $6 to watch it on D-Box. So, but yeah, I loved it. I enjoyed it. There's a character called Preacher Boy.
That's his first acting gig too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
He did pretty good.
Delroy Lindo, he's gonna get an Oscar. The drunk, yeah. Slim. What was it? Black Slim or just Slim? Slim something. That was his name.
Yeah, the guy who shit his pants.
Oh, yeah. That guy was cool, man.
But yeah, if you guys don't know yet, I should have said in the beginning we're gonna have spoilers. So spoilers from here on out. For
I can tell Sinners. That movie was good because like when it ended, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like 2 hours went by that. I was like. It's done already? I didn't realize it. The last time I think a movie did it was Oppenheimer. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, it's already over? Like, I was like, god damn.
And then what I love too is like, they didn't jump into like, I think the portion of the story that the movie is technically about until like over half the movie was over.
So I was listening to a TikTok. It's an Eastern way of telling a story.
Yeah.
It's like you don't really, like anime does it a lot where like they introduced a villain at the very end.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, and that villain was good. Like,
and I like, god as damn. As a movie, I love that. Like, cause you're getting introduced to these characters and like they're living their life. They're enjoying, like, obviously when you meet Michael B. Jordan, their characters are like enjoying life the way they want to. And then she starts hitting the fan. But you've already seen, like, there's a buildup. Like, there's consequences now. Because, like, you've invested time into these characters. And now when things happen, it hurts a lot more now for you. And I love that. Because, like, in other movies, like, 2 seconds to the movie, someone's already dying. You know, like, it's like, what? Like, I didn't even know who that fucking person was. But here, it's like, no, we know every single one of these people. So when they die, there's more meaning to it than just like watching someone else die. Cause you now have a history, you know, that person's a dad, you know, that person's a mom, you know, person's a son to someone. Like, we know that now. So I think that's a really good way of telling a story.
And I don't know if you heard about his deal with that movie, Coogler's.
No.
So he'll own that movie in 25 years. And it's like unheard of. Like, there's only four or five directors that have gotten Hollywood's like, okay, you own the movie now. Like, Tarantino's one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But that was the last time it happened. But he was like shopping the movie around and he was like saying, like, you know, this movie's about, you know, because the movie is there's a lot of fucking themes. But one of the themes is blues music pretty much paved the way for modern day music. There's yeah. that musical sequence where it's cool, where it shows yeah. modern day music come in and like, but it all started from blues music, but people stole it from black people. So he was shopping it around, telling him like, you know, this movie's about, you know, art being stolen by black people. I want to own this. And he was shopping it around. Some studios said no. And Warner Bros. Was like, yeah, okay, we'll give it to you. Like, in 25 years, you own it. So, and he created this, what's so wonderful about this movie, he created this universe so he can make other fucking movies and he's going to own it, dude. Like, I want to know the stories about the fucking vampire hunters, the fucking Native American vampire hunters.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. I was like,
right.
Holy shit. Like,
that is right. Because like, we like, you're introduced to these characters as like, they're hunting an innocent man. And then you realize, like, no, there's something else going on with it because they left other people alone. They were just chasing this one specific person. And he's like, if you've invited him into your house, I pray for you guys. And then they leave.
Dude, I gotta imagine. Okay, wait, I'm gonna go back to that deep boxing. That scene where he's like, give me my money. Dude, that must have been the
charm. Yeah, yeah. But there's, what's funny is he didn't mention, like, specifically that. He didn't mention that scene, but because of the, when Michael B. Jordan like ends up like having to shoot him to like not get bit, he said that was really sick. But right after that, the Slim was like, you guys do something in here because I think I just shit my pants. And then everyone in the theater fucking laughed at that scene. But yeah, I I didn't realize, like, he made a universe with this, dude.
I mean, they could tell a story. I mean, spoilers. Two of the characters don't die. Yeah. Vampires. He can make a story about them.
Yeah, so he can, like, a story about them or a story about, like, maybe someone that they... Because I get a sense of, like, they turned into, like, not necessarily good people, but they might try... Like, let's say a scenario where, like, they give someone a choice. It's like, hey, do you want to live forever so you can fix the issues, like... Maybe you were wronged. Do you want revenge? You know, I can give you that power of revenge by making you a vampire. Mm. So we can have a scene where they make someone a vampire for revenge, and now we get that new movie right there. Like, there's so many ways to go about this.
The Irish vampire, there could be a backstory about him. Like, there's so much.
We can see, like, a family member find out that he died, and then he's like, okay, now I need to kill these two survivors because...
Or the two twin brothers working for Al Capone, like their gangster days. Yeah. Or their war days. There's so much they could do, man. Like, it's crazy. He made this, like, rich backstory of everything. And it's just like, fuck. He has a playground to play.
Hopefully it goes that route. Because I feel like it's possible also it just ends here. Like, just nothing becomes of it. But...
I don't think so because it's successful. Like... And that's the thing that pissed me off about Variety. They're saying, like, it opened. I mean, it lost money with the profit that they made, but it's only the first week. And it's funny because they did the same article with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, same amount of money. It's like, dude, it's racism. Just because it's a colored film.
Yeah.
That's why they're saying this shit. But it made the same amount of money. How are you saying it's losing its money? And it's only its first week. And people are now hearing about it, and they now want to watch the movie. It's funny because when I was watching the movie, I was like, "Oh, it's pretty good." And then I saw the mid. So people left before the first mid-credit scene, like when the credits roll.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, "There's," and then there's another scene, and I'm like, "You guys fucked up," because that scene solidified it to be an excellent movie. I was like, "You guys fucked up." And then there's an end credit scene. It happens during the credits, which throws me off. Like Long Legs kind of threw me off because their credits don't go like this. It goes like this.
Oh, the opposite way. So,
like, little things like that kind of, like, throw me off. So when I was watching the scene and it ended, I was like, oh, shit, the movie's over? That was pretty quick. And then a scene happened. I was like, oh, shit. And people have left already. I'm like, and that scene is fucking beautiful, dude. It shows Preacher Boy as an old man. He's a blues singer, and it's after his show, and then
he has one of his
bodyguard security,
like bouncers, essentially, tell him, like, hey, someone's offering $200 to, you know, like, come in and have you play a song. And he's like, all right, let them in. And then we realize that it's two of the surviving vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then he asked, like, in that scene, Preacher Boy's asked, like, would you like to, you know, I can make you live forever if you want. And he's like, nah, I think I live my time.
There's a beautiful scene. He's like, you know, before the massacre, that was the most beautiful day of my life. And he's like, how about you? And he talks about his brother. I was like, oh, this is the last time I saw my brother and saw the sun. I was like, oh, yeah. Shit. God damn. Excellent.
It's a good, good movie. I assume you recommend it to everyone.
I'm going
to
watch it again. That's an insta buy for me. Like, I haven't bought a physical media in a long time.
Yeah.
That's going to be an insta buy.
Yeah.
It's probably the best movie I've seen in years, man. Holy shit. It's been years since Oppenheimer, maybe, is the last movie. That great of a movie.
Yeah.
It's better than Nosferatu. Sorry, not sorry. Last year's best film. I can't see a film topping this for 2025.
Yeah.
I don't see a film topping it.
But yeah, the movie had, I mean, it had so much, dude. We have the two brothers, and one of the brothers essentially dies. Mm. And yeah, like, I mean, there's so much, like, because again, we have backstory for these brothers. Like, they've gone through so much. We've heard the stories. We've seen, like, what they're going through now. And, like, for one of them to pass, it's like, no, like, someone is, like, a different character suggests, like, hey, I think something's going on. We need to take your brother's body outside. And he's like, we're not moving my fucking brother. And it's like, goddamn, like that scene, that like how intense it is. And then they try to use logic. They're like, hey, you shot someone. And they got up, laughed, and then fucking left. Like, we need to move your brother. And he's like, nah.
Or the that logic where he's like, wait, you're being strong. Why can't you just come in? Push me aside. He doesn't want to come in. Yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. No. I like that, too, because, like, we're never told specifically. Like, we know there's things about vampires, like, you know, silver bullet, or not silver bullets, but, like, stake through the heart, garlic, and then...
What's funny about that garlic scene, I thought it was going to be, like, the thing. One of them was a vampire and was going to react to it, like, the thing. I was like, oh, shit, something's going to happen. Nothing happened.
Yeah, Slick was the closest one, but he's like, no, I'm just drunk. But, yeah, like, the scene we're referring to is vampires aren't allowed into a building unless they're invited into it. So there's this, like, characters that are vampires are asking, like, hey, can I come inside? And obviously because he's, what was it? Cornbread was his name.
Yeah.
He's like the bouncer. He's like allowing people in, but then he turns into a vampire. And they try to get him in, and he's like, hey, just invite me in. He's like, why do you need to be invited in? You can just walk right in. You've been walking in and out this whole time. Like, what's wrong? And that's what you find out. But
yeah, all I got to say is the vampires doing the music outside. Fucking
damn. Which is funny. Not in, like,
my head.
I feel like I need an explanation on that one. Like, I just feel like they were able to play really well out of nowhere. But I guess the explanation is... because once someone turns into a vampire, that main vampire gets all their knowledge. And we've seen that by, like, there was a, I believe he was Chinese, a Chinese man that got turned, and then he knew how to speak Chinese, and he knew about, like, his whole history and stuff. So I think that's where we get. So they probably all share, and so that's why they can all play and sing now, because they've got, like, that history of all the vampires that have turned.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Damn good movie.
Gonna watch again, but damn, I want to watch it in IMAX, but it's fucking sold out. And I want to watch it in 70mm. There's only, like, I think Irvine in LA is,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
the closest.
Only like two or three.
Yeah.
I mean, LA, they took away the, what was it? The Dome Theater.
Oh, yeah. Arclight?
Yeah, Arclight. Took it away.
Movies, cinema's dying,
but Ryan might save it. Bring it back. Bring it back.
One
bring
person
it back.
Can't save it. Tom Cruise thinks he can save it.
I mean, it could be a collaboration of different people bringing it back. But I think it needs. Movies need more movies like this.
Yes.
Like Sinners.
Or not the people who left during the fucking credits before the. Jeez. I don't know. I've never left. Even if I hated a movie, I still waited. I don't know. It's because of Marvel, though. Marvel fucked me up. Like, I always wait. Even if I know there's no end credit scene.
Yeah.
I still wait.
Watch the whole thing.
But the last ending scene is important. But I got to figure out if he was before the massacre or after the massacre.
Yeah. And there's a sign for that. There's wounds on him. Mm-hmm. So I didn't watch that scene. I didn't say it until the very last one, but I did say for the mid credits. But
damn, the movie kind of reminds me of Pulp Fiction, dude. Like, it the theme of salvation, because like his dad's like, you know, don't go with music, go with the Lord, but he chose music instead. Pulp Fiction deals with themes of salvation and who lives and who dies because. Under choices, and damn, it's great. It's great. It's multi-layered. There's just so much going on in that film. Like, I need to rewatch it again.
But it's a good movie. We recommend it. Please go watch Sinners when you can. You got anything else? No. All right, that's gonna be it for us, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.